Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yo, what is y'all family, man? What's going on? I feel like it's been too long since I've been on the pod. So I'm energized. I'm turned up, Hondo. But no, man, good evening, good afternoon to everyone watching the Winning Shot Podcast. Welcome back. It's your host, John. I got my man, Hondo, with me. Listen, if it's just me and Hondo here, you know what time it is. It's time to talk about the W. Yes, sir. We back in action. Listen, W season begins, what, Friday, Hondo? So we're live and direct. Bring y'all preseason content. The draft is over. Y'all seen the draft. We got the new rookies. Rookies have been cut. That's a quick moment of silence for all the ladies that got, you know, sent off to China. We are now entering into this season. It's time for the women to lock in, and it's time to see who's going to be the next WNBA champion. The reigning champion, defending champion, the New York Liberty. Will they defend their crown? We're going to see starting Friday. Before we get into that content, Hundo, man, it's been a long time since me. You've been on the pod, brother. How are you? Anything new in your life? And we'll get into it right after that.
I'm good, man. Blessed, man. Just working, staying out the way, you know, same old. How are you?
Man, I can't complain, brother. Same old as well, man. Just got through a Mother's Day. Spent some time with my Duke. Spent some time with the fiance and her. And my new mother-in-law and my new sister-in-law. So got to spend Mother's Day with all of them, man, and take care of them and spoil them a little bit, man. Shout out to all the mothers out there that were able to be celebrating. Hopefully you were celebrating. If you were not, have belated Mother's Day to you. And thank you for all that you do, man, because we wouldn't be here without you. So as we get in speaking, that's a great segue. Great segue as we get into this W season. Hundo, let's get straight into it, brother, shall we? So there's a lot of storylines going into this season. Not only do we have some intriguing rookies coming in, but we're adding a brand new team that's going to be their first inaugural season into the W in the Valkyrie. So I know we wanted to come in and talk about just kind of giving predictions on what we thought the season was going to look like outline wise and giving predictions on, you know, power rankings and things like that. But before we get into that, let's talk about the Valkyrie a little bit. Tell me what you kind of expect to see from them in their inaugural season, being that they'll be the 13th team now in the W. And if you expect, you know, anything good, I know you had a conversation off camera about, you know, and I'm not going to give too much in because I don't want to give too much in regards to the power rankings. But, you know, we know some teams are going to be good and then some teams are not going to be so good. Where do you think the Valkyrie, we can give them this little teaser and tidbit, where do you think that they fall into that category?
Yeah, I think they're going to be on the sorry end.
Yeah.
These are all professional athletes. So take that with a grain of salt. They still going to go out there. They're going to compete and try to play hard. They got Kate Martin, Tip Hayes, Timmy down low, Kayla Thornton as well. So they got some solid veterans, some solid young pieces. And their coach comes from a winning culture. They got their coach from the Aces. They stole a couple of players from the Aces. Role players at that, not necessarily stars. But they're going to come in. They're going to try to compete. They're going to try to play hard, man. But I think they're going to be sorry.
I'm in total agreement with you, good sir. I'm going to give y'all this tidbit right now. They're going to probably be the worst team in the W this year. They're going to be the three people that Hundo name as their leaders. They ain't going to hold you down and put no fear in nobody's heart in the W. I'm going to keep it a band with you right now. In their own right, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Kate, Tip, or Miss Thornton. But it's some real dogs out here in the W. I ain't gonna hold you. And we just saw this unrival, how that looks. You know what I'm saying? And now we're back to that 5-on-5. Now getting to that gang action. I just don't think, unfortunately, you know, for Golden State's, you know, they got nice colors, you know, nice, you know, apparel and merch. You know, I hope any fans, you know, support and buy the merch. But it's gonna be a long season, a very long season for the Golden State Valkyrie. They start off the regular season actually on Friday night against the Sparks. They get to stay in Cali for their first game. And they, you know, get the little tune-up because, you know, the Sparks are – last year they sucked. But this is the new Sparks team. Cameron Brink's back. They got KP. Mr. Key, of course, is still there. Is Lexi? No, Lexi's gone, I think. So,
Mama D's still there.
Yeah, Mama D's still there. So it's gonna be a good old fashioned butt whooping, but at least you'll get to, you know, see what you're made of if you're the Golden State Valkyrie. So, you know, get to start season 0-1, but get a little fresh start. Yeah, man. Hundo, talk to me about teams, and once again, not going into the power rankings at this exact moment, but talk about teams that you think outlook of the season. That they should be good this year.
Yeah. Of course, the two teams that come to mind first are the teams that had two of the best rookies last year. You look at the Fever and you look at the Chicago Sky. I also think the Atlanta Dream should be better this year as well. So those are the three teams in my mind. Definitely want to see if CC and Angel take that next step. We saw CC in the MVP conversation last year. She finished fourth as a rookie. That goes to show her impact already. Angel, another year. Unfortunately, a new coach, but on the bright side, also a new coach. So that's going to be interesting to see in Chicago how they're able to make that work. And then Atlanta, they're pretty much returning their core. They add BG, they add Bree Jones. So they could be a possible, you know, sleeper team if they're able to take the right steps. Add it to Hina Pau Pau in the draft as well.
You see in playoffs for – I know Indy was in the playoffs last year. They got put out that first round. Do you see playoffs again for Indy? Do you see playoffs potential this year for Chicago and Atlanta? I think Atlanta made the playoffs as last year as well. Got eliminated first round, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but, so Indiana should definitely make the playoffs. Chicago, they'll probably be in that, you know, 6-7 range.
Yeah.
6-7-8 range. Same thing with Atlanta. I think Atlanta has to play up to their potential. So it's going to be interesting to see. They also have a new coach in Atlanta. His style of play is a little bit different from what they had before. They like to shoot a lot of threes. His teams like to shoot a lot of threes. So we're going to see. But I definitely think all three of them could be in the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you, brother, for sure. I think that I think Chicago definitely going to be in the playoffs this year. I think that year two Angel, year two Camilla, they went and got HVL. They added some vets as well. Didn't they go get who did they grab? Hunter, why am I blanking right now? Tell me who they signed this year in the offseason.
Dang, who did they get? They got HBO in the draft.
Yeah.
Kia Nurse.
Who pulled
I think they got Kia Nurse. They still got Liz Williams coming off the bench. Elizabeth Williams coming off the bench.
Elizabeth Nurse. Yep. Vandersloot.
Sloot too. Yeah, we got Sloot too.
Ariel Atkins is there.
They're a deep team. I was watching them in the preseason. They got like 10 players that can go. They got 10 players that can go.
I think that was a downfall last year.
Yeah.
I think that was a downfall last year. They didn't have enough people. You know what I'm saying? When it time to sub, it was like, ooh, it's about to get bad because Angel and Camilla off the court. So now that Angel and Camilla got some help, we got Ariel. They got also got Miss Atkins as well from the Mystics. So she out there now too. So I like their chances to make the playoffs, man. As a higher seed, not what the people think. I think people get them credit for. I really think they're gonna turn it around this year. I think they last year they lacked a lot of. They lacked some shooting for one. They lacked some leadership for two. So I think they're able to get both of those things this year. And they got a true point guard this year as well in HBL. I think she's gonna start. And Sloot, and you know Sloot gonna get that ball to whoever. So
yeah.
I think that Angel and Camilla down low getting boards. which is, you know, doing what they do anyway. But the Angels worked on her shot. We saw that in the arrival. And I'm really interested to see what year two Camilla looks like. She spent time in China this year, you know, getting herself together. So I want to see what she brought back to the W, what kind of things she's working on this offseason, man. I want to see how she does against that comp, the 6-7.
Yeah.
We got to see it. You got to show me. Miss Camilla, show me nothing, but I need you to dominate for sure. For sure, for sure. And I also agree that I think Indiana did a crazy job this offseason building up their team, man. I mean, you still got Miss Boston. You went and got CeCe, got Natasha Howard, went out and got her. We went out and got Sid. Went out and got okay, Miss Mitchell stayed there. Got Lexi Hall, Cunningham's there, Bree Turner. So I mean, like they got some women out there. I think they, like you said, once again they got solid rotational pieces as well. So I think to provide some opportunity to go ahead and, man, bring something. I think they're gonna make it the first round for sure in the playoffs. I think they can definitely go to the second round in the playoffs this year, bare minimum. I think is their floor this year. So I'm excited because, like you said, CeCe had a crazy year leading the league in assists, and I think she does that again this year. Her IQ is crazy with the ball in her hands. I ain't gonna hold you. It really is. I'm like, dang, CeCe, like, that's a crazy pass. And she was doing that rookie year, so I think she does it again this year.
Yeah.
Before we move on, man, and talk about these power rankings, let me ask you about this, because once again, we talk about this rookie class coming in. Talking about the number one overall pick, Miss Paige Bueckers out in Dallas. What kind of impact she brings to that city in regards to this season here? Where do you put, you know, Dallas in the pack? You know, if they've had some offseason changes as well, with, you know, players leaving and players getting traded. But also, they added in some girls too. You know, DeJounay Carrington has been added in. They bought in Isaiah James in the draft. They kept, obviously, Arike. They bought in Alyssa Smith. So tell me what you feel about this. How you feel about this Dallas team, where you think they could, you know, what kind of season that they can have?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like previous seasons, they've had struggles finding another guard to play alongside Arike.
Yeah.
Hopefully Paige is able to do that. Solid point guard, can play with the ball, can play without the ball. Hopefully give Arike some time off the ball as well. So she doesn't have the ball in her hands as much. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic in the backcourt, just to see how those two players play together. But they have some nice veteran pieces around them. Like you said, DeJounay, who comes from Connecticut, has playoff experience. Nalissa, still young player, but can contribute. Isaiah James, like you mentioned, coming off the bench. So that's going to be interesting. They have a new coach as well. So we're going to see, man. I think when you look at, like, the teams and the standings and stuff, like, I think they could easily be anywhere between, like, 5 and 9, respectfully. So they could sneak into the playoffs. They very well could miss the playoffs. So we're going to see. It's going to come down to that. But we'll see.
Yeah. I think, man, Paige comes from winning culture, you know, as a UConn alum, you know what I'm saying? And her and Arike, I think they're going to be a good backcourt together. So I think that it's going to do them well to be together. Like you said, I want to see how they are able to work together and gel together. I know we watched some preseason ball, and you know, watching. I think obviously there's going to be some growing pains for Paige coming to the W, because you know it's W. You know, what I'm saying? There's a learning curve there, and I know people like to try to not put it there, but there is one learning curve. You know what I'm saying? But also to Paige's advantage, coming in as a point guard. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of ones like that are going to be dominant or, you know, top ones you're going to face, I feel like, early. But she's going to be able to learn the game. I think she'll have a similar to a CeCe effect, I think, in Dallas. Now, does she have the same kind of pieces that CeCe had? Not necessarily. But CeCe also didn't have a crazy amount of pieces coming in to the W. But, I mean, for her to have a 2 in Arike and just be like because, I mean, once again, Paige is going to get her buckets, right? And so she's going to draw some attention. And so to have Arike out there to say, boom, I'm going to just dish the rock out and you go get yours, bro. I think that's going to, like, that for me personally, that's why I'm putting them a little bit higher, because I'm like, Arike's never had that. Well, at least not in the past couple of years. It's just been the Arike show, and she's going to get hers. You feel me? So for her to have to be able to, like, run around and play the 2 and maybe not even have to play the 1 and let Paige run the 1, that's going to be tough for Arike, which is going to set up Dallas, I think, in a better way. But then you got the pit bull. And you know what I'm talking about, Miss Carrington. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got those pieces you can move around and go hey, I need you to go get, you know, so go get something for me. Boom, it's there. You feel me? So I'm excited. I want to see what I really want to see how Dallas does. Now, playoffs, obviously, is a high expectation for her in the first year. But I think that they can get very close. If not make it. I think that they could be one of the sleepers to make it in with one of the last spots. Because I think as we get into these power rankings and who I think is going to make the playoffs in a minute, I think they can be one of the sleeper teams to do so. So,
and I'll add too, though, like my only hesitation with Dallas is, yeah, and I just mentioned that they have a new coach, but they have underperformed in past few seasons. They were expected to be better. Granted, some injuries have happened, but I got that in the back of my mind. Like, they have underperformed in previous seasons, so just gotta wait and see.
Yeah. Last team I'm gonna talk about, man, is Seattle. As you know, Seattle had that 2 pick, man, and but they also had a good team last year too. So I want to see with the addition of Miss Dominique Malanga, who is 19, and you've had some conversations about my reservations about this young woman, but there's a lot of hype around her name as well because she's 6'6", I want to say.
Is she up there?
Yeah, she's 6'6 from France, and she's been hooping pro for a couple years out in France. So they were comparing her and having the Wimby effect when Wimby came out of France. And I was just like, that's a tall comparison, no pun intended, to have because, I mean, yeah, you 6'6", but you're 19 coming to W. You know what I'm saying? I really want to see her hoop personally. But you got Skylar Diggins out there. You know, you got good bets to learn from. You got Ms. Wheeler. You got Katie Lou out there. You know what I'm saying? We got the other Obumawake, NECA.
Yeah.
Lexi out there. So I mean, and Lee out there. She another 6'6" something girl, 6'7". Yeah. So I mean, I think that a good team. I think I got a good team out there to repeat again as a good team. And once again, not really sneaking into the playoffs because they're already there. But shoot, get back into the playoffs again. So.
I think the one thing to mention with Seattle though, they did lose Jewel Lloyd. They didn't necessarily replace that at that position.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting to see that backcourt, who they pair in the backcourt with Skylar. But Malanga should be a good addition, good role player. I think she's more of a project right now. Like I said, they have Ezzy down low and NECA both down low still. So I could definitely see Dominique coming off the bench early on. But I definitely think she'd be a good role player, especially this year for them.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Like I said, I don't think she's coming in and, you know, starting day one, but I really just want to see what kind of effect that she has as the number two overall pick in the draft. I mean, talking about Project, I'm like, Project is 6'6" and number two in the draft. Just don't sit well in my soul. So I need you to come in and get some minutes early and show me something. But like you said, this is the W.
Good. Yeah. And like you said, she's 19. She's younger than all the girls that was in college. So,
yeah.
I mean, she's a project, bro. Like,
perfect.
Give her about 3 years, 3-4 years.
Golly. She might not be in Seattle anymore.
Well, she might not. She might not. But if she is,
bro,
you got to think. She's 19. Most of the girls coming out of college are what?
22 at least. Yeah.
That's a three-year. 3 years is a good bit of difference.
That's true.
When thinking about basketball.
That's true, brother. I guess in my mind, like I said once again, like when I'm thinking 19 in the NBA, and you're looking to change the franchise at 19. So I mean, I guess, but I guess you got, like you said, it's differences. It's levels to it. This ain't the NBA. But I think going into this season though, as me you've talked about before, I think there will be a lot of comparisons to not only the Unrivaled League, but the NBA as well, because especially with this new CBA supposed to come out for you know, women's sports and these women looking to get paid more and things like that, then there's going to be a lot of comparisons and a lot of, hey, like, how are we going to do this? You know, what is the, you're asking for this money, you're asking for this sponsorship, you're asking for this viewership, what's your plan to do it? Is the level of competition going to go up? Is the viewership going to go up, and how does that happen, right? And I think the W's been on a good trajectory of viewership, of sponsorship, of partnership, right? But I think Unrivaled kind of put a battery in their backs and kind of put a target on their back because it's like, we saw what it could what it could be and how excited people were for that. And so it's on now the W to lock in and I think continue that trend to continue to bring more viewership, continue to bring more action. And I think that they will. So I'm excited for this upcoming season and what is going to happen starting on this Friday, like I said, man. So let's get straight into it. I think we can go ahead and give our top 13 teams. I know me and you have had some differences on the top 13 teams, so I'm going to let you go first. And you can give me any kind of commentary that you want to on why you chose these teams to go where they are. Or if you want to, we can go in no particular order and just give 13. What do you think is best?
You want to go top to bottom or bottom to top?
I'm always telling you, bring me your best shooters first. We can go from there. I mean, I think we're going to be kind of similar on a sorry team. So give me your best first.
Okay. A lot of question marks with some of these teams right now because a lot of teams look a little bit different.
Any locks in there?
Or no? At the bottom.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Okay, fine. Let's do this.
All right.
Give me your worst then, and then we'll work our way up from there because I think it'll be a little bit easier as you go.
All right. Go to State. 13. Yeah. Go to State.
Okay. In agreement.
12. Washington.
In agreement.
11. I'm gonna go Connecticut. The sign. Connecticut sign.
Okay.
10. I think like I said before, I think 4 through 9.
Yeah.
Or really 4 through 10 can flip flop for real.
Okay.
So at 10, I'm gonna go. That's tough. I'm gonna go Sparks. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're better than 10. Sparks. I think it is. Nope. I'm gonna go Dallas. Dallas at 10.
Okay.
Sparks at 9. I'm gonna put the Sparks at 9.
I can see that.
At 8. I'm gonna go Atlanta. Atlanta at 8.
Okay.
7. I'm gonna go Chicago.
Okay.
6. I'm gonna go Seattle.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna go Indiana at 6. Seattle at 5.
Okay.
At 4. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
Did you already say Phoenix?
I did not. And they're not that high.
I was like, you're kind of high for that.
I'm gonna have to rotate some things. We're gonna put Phoenix at 7.
Okay.
And we just slide up from there. We're gonna put Phoenix at 7 and we're gonna go Chicago, Indiana, and then at 4, I'm gonna go Vegas.
Who?
Well, that's 3, right? Is that 3 or 4?
Who's at 4?
I'm gonna go Vegas at 4.
Okay.
I'm still missing somebody though, bro.
And you should only have New York, Minnesota. Did you go over?
Man, them the top 3 teams right there, man. Them the top 3. 4 through 9 is adjustable.
Okay. Say less.
In the bottom 3 teams is the bottom 3 teams. Golden State, Washington, Connecticut. You can 4 through 9, cool. Top 3 teams, number 1, I'm gonna go Minnesota at 1.
Okay.
New York at 2.
Okay.
Vegas at 3.
Okay. Okay. Respectable top 3. I disagree, but I give you mine right now. All right.
Let's get it.
Let's start from the bottom, man. Of course, me and you had the same bottom two. Valkyrie and Washington. I mean, I think that's kind of self-explanatory. Washington, I mean, yeah, they had two top five draft picks. But, I mean, I just don't trust them as a franchise right now. They just traded away Ariel Atkins to Chicago. The team's really young, so I think there's going to be a lot of growing pains. They lost one today. They had three first-round picks, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Georgia Amore, Kiki, and somebody else they had. It don't matter who it was. I'm sorry whoever I missed your name. But it didn't matter because Washington Citrone, that's true. Citrone didn't get drafted.
Amore out for the season with a torn ACL.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Amore is out for the year. So now you got two first round picks, and you're literally relying on all three to play. So it's not going to be a good season for them. It's going to be a long season for them. But they won't be worse than the Valkyrie. I hope. Now that could be a surprise for Giroux. Washington is worse than the Golden State Valkyrie. And that would, I mean, would it surprise me a little bit? But would it really surprise me? No. So I got them interchangeably at 12 and 13. Right above them is being almost as equally as bad as the Connecticut Sun. Now Anissa Morrow, I rock with her, but once again, you didn't get drafted to a good situation, unfortunately for you. I think she personally will, you know, be okay, you know, as a rookie, but it's the Sun. I just don't really trust the Sun right now as an organization. I got they got a lot going on out there too. So right above them is also, I got two interchangeable pieces at 9 and 10. I got right now 10, I got LA, the Sparks, and I got the Mercury right above them. And it's also interchangeable 8 too. Like you said, my 4-9 is also very interchangeable because I'm like, they could suck, but it could be a little bit better than the team that's right above them. Yeah. So I got the Sparks, Mercury, and the Wings, all I feel like on a similar level. Now, the Sparks could really jump both of them, honestly, and be above both of them. I think the Sparks are going to be better than Dallas, just due to experience. And I think that they could potentially be better than the Mercury, just because the Mercury have lost a lot, but he still got Kai. So I think Kai can let them sink too far down this list.
What's your reservation with the Mercury? Because, like, we were talking in the group, and people were dropping their rankings in the group. And
yeah.
A bit of people had the Mercury kind of low.
Yeah, so for me, bro, I mean, they got Satu, they got Kai.
Got AT as well.
And AT.
Yeah, after that, yeah, it gets
kind of. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need five to make a squad. I need five to run, Hundo. This ain't Unrivaled no more. We are done with the Unrivaled season. Yeah, so it's like,
hey, man. And hey, those three can get
them a guard.
Get to the playoffs,
huh?
I said those three could possibly get them to the playoffs. They gotta stay healthy. I think that's
they ain't got no bigs, Hundo. They ain't got no bigs.
I mean, ain't too many teams gonna bully them, for real,
huh?
Ain't too many teams gonna bully them, bro. Satu and AT both like fours. They both like fours.
Who guard in Asia? Not Kalani Brown.
Satu or AT? Satu or AT guard in Asia.
Okay.
They can guard.
Okay, so now what?
I ain't saying they're gonna stop her, but they could guard her.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, because I mean, we can keep going. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Like,
I think the bigger question for them is like the guard position, though. Like, yeah, you got Kai. She's like, she's more of a wing.
Yeah.
But like, you lose Diana Taurasi, you lose BG.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, they look like a totally different team.
Is AT gonna run the one?
Like, who?
AT.
I mean, she'll probably have the ball in her hands a majority of the time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's running the offense. Yeah, I agree. I just
gotta,
I don't know, man.
Shooters.
It's something about that team. I'm just like, yeah, nah. I'm not really feeling it in regards to them like being higher on my list. So they weren't. They weren't. So I'm gonna keep going here. I got Seattle, at 7. Because I had Dallas down there. So I had Seattle at 7. Just the way their team is built. I got Atlanta at 6. My top five goes like this. I got Chicago at 5, but I think they could be interchangeable with the Fever. I think they could be interchangeable. My top three, I think it's going to be pretty set. I got I'm gonna go one through three. I got the Aces at one, I got Minnesota at two, and New York at three. I think MVP. I mean, obviously, I'm putting the top two MVPs candidates on the my top two list. I think Asia has just been phenomenal always. It's just Asia Wilson, reigning MVP. And then MVP has been cooking since unrivaled. I mean, dominant. But obviously, I'm not going to leave Stewie out in New York. But in regards to where I think they are as a team, I think that the Lynx and Aces are better than them at this current time until I'm proven otherwise. So that's my top 13 right now. But it really only matters to the top eight because at the end of the day, Hundo, only the teams that made the playoffs are really going to matter at the end of the day. So for me personally, when I think about the playoffs, man, and these women who are really going to like lock in, like there's going to be a lot of women that play this season, but it ain't going to be a lot of women that make the playoffs. There's only eight teams going to make it out of the 13. So, and I think we are similar on the teams that are going to make the playoffs. I think we both can agree that the Aces will make it, Lynx will make it, Liberty will make it. I think the Fever will make it. I think that you think the Fever will make it as well. I think the Sky will make it. I think the Dream will make it. I think the Storm will make it. Now, after that, like you said, when it comes to that Ace space, it's like, okay, I think it's a toss-up between LA, Phoenix, and Dallas. Me personally, for that last spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Outside of them teams, I don't think none of them other three don't have a chance. So I think that like I said, between LA, Phoenix, and Dallas, we're gonna get that last spot. And I don't know what's gonna be yet. It's gonna have to wait to see how injuries play out, how the teams shake out in regards to chemistry and stuff like that. So do you have a different team that could make the playoffs, or a dark horse you think could make the playoffs outside of those teams that we've already named?
Nah, like I said, I think really like 4 through 9.
Yeah.
It could go either way.
That's true.
So somebody's definitely gonna be on the outside looking in, like we saw last year. It's unfortunate, but it's gotta happen. Who that's gonna be, I don't know. Like honestly, like I like the Sparks roster. Gotta see how Brink looks when she comes back. But we just gotta see. Dallas, that backcourt. Probably going to be carrying the team. So if they can figure something out and get it going, they could possibly make the playoffs. Atlanta, they just, like I said, they just got to play up to their abilities. Like, I know what they have on the roster. Like, that's not a bad roster at all. That's a roster that should be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like we said, like anywhere between like 5 through 7 possibly is where they should be.
Agreed.
And like you said, those bottom three teams, trash.
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 I feel bad saying they trash because I can need some Marvel, but like, dang.
Bro, they're trash, bro. Like, they have Tina Charles. They have Nina Mabry. Like, the Sun probably have the best roster out of those three teams.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that's enough. Like you said, you need 5.
You need 5. That's true. You definitely need 5 to run.
Yeah, my only hesitation with the Aces is that I have to see how they look with Jewel Lloyd. That's the biggest question mark. They lose KP, bring in Jewel Lloyd. Jewel Lloyd's a bucket. We all know that she can score the basketball. She's not going to be asked to score the basketball though. Not as much as she did in Seattle.
Exactly.
So it's like, how does she come in and fit around Asia Wilson with the point guard? With Jackie Young, pieces that are already in place. So
that's
we're going to see. They made it work last year with Jackie, KP, point guard, and Asia. Yeah. Hopefully, Jewel Lloyd can step in and just fill in that KP role. But we're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see. Like I said, Jewel Lloyd, she led the league in scoring last year, bro. Like, that's not – like,
You're doing it because you have to and doing it because, you know what I'm saying, like – because it's necessary to different things. It's kind of like Latson at Florida State. She led his league in scoring, country scoring, because she had to. She might go to she literally is the Jewel Lloyd of NBA right now.
That's exactly that's my same hesitation with her going to South Carolina. Yeah. It's like, is she going to be able to fit in and play to Don standards?
But see, I think that's the thing. Like, shooters always gonna fit in. That's my thing with a shooter. If you a shooter, it don't matter where you at, you're gonna be a shooter. You know what I'm saying? It's like when your number is called, just shoot the ball. That's what I'm asking you to do. Like
easier said than done.
I think that, like you said, doing that out of necessity has grown into maybe that I gotta do it mentality. But them backing up doesn't necessarily take away that dog. You feel what I'm saying? Like it just takes pressure off you as a person. So I think you able to play looser, especially when now, like, you got all the attention to you and having to score versus I got Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, you know what I'm saying? I got the point guard. Like, I don't have to do everything. So like, I'm freer now to move around and do this and that. And I'm a matchup nightmare for somebody. Like, I gotta put my best on you, or I can go have my second or third best on you.
Okay, but let's look at it like this, right? When, from an NBA perspective, right? Mm-hmm. When a big three gets together, yeah, it doesn't necessarily always work out in the first year.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That's my thing with the Aces. So, like, you're bringing these pieces together. Granted, three of them were already there, and you just add one piece. But I think that one piece could help or it could hurt. We're going to see. Like I said, the Aces also lost two assistant coaches. Like, that's going to play a factor in it. They lost some role players. That's going to play a factor in it. Granted, they brought in some people. But still, I just got to wait and see how the Aces are going to look. That's my only hesitation with the Aces.
I forgot they added Liberty.
Yeah. Liberty got to get healthy. But Najee Laney already out for a good bit of the season. So that's going to be a big blow for them. Yep. But they do add Natasha Cloud. I think that's an upgrade from Sloot at the point guard position.
That's true.
She's a dog. She's not going to back down. So that's going to be interesting. And then you got Minnesota. Like you said, Fee been hooping, bringing back pretty much the same team. I don't think they really lost anybody. They said Dorothy Uhas is going to be sitting out this year, but she lost some of her minutes last year to Alana Smith. So not too big of a blow. So we're going to see. His brother froze on my screen. I don't know what happened. But yeah, so we just gonna get into these predictions for awards. Not sure exactly what happened to John here. He really just froze on the screen, man. But MVP, definitely. I think Asia's in that conversation again. You got Fee as well, Breanna Stewart, CeCe, all four of them are going to be in the conversation again. I know a lot of people have been saying CeCe could possibly win MVP this year. I don't see that happening.
Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty. My bad.
Yeah, brother, you was frozen for a minute.
Just cut off. I said, hey, yo.
All is well, brother. We started talking about MVP for a little bit. So give me your thoughts. I already mentioned a few names. Asia, Fee, Breanna Stewart, CeCe. Give me your thoughts on MVP this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to beat the reigning dog when she continues to get better. That's what I'm gonna tell you right now. So I'm gonna put all my faith and all my eggs in one basket, and that basket is Miss Asia Wilson. You're right. They say don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's true. And I mean no disrespect to MVP, because I think that she could definitely win MVP this year for sure. If she continues what she did unrivaled this year, and she was hooping, I think she can. If she does that this year in the W, I ain't gonna lie, she's gonna win MVP. That's hands down. She gonna win MVP. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But if Asia come in and bring that same dominance and defensive player of the year that she didn't win defensive player of the year last year too, did she?
They gave it the Fee.
Oh well, they could switch this year. They could switch this shit because I know Asia's won defensive player of the year before. So, I could definitely see a world where they switch and just give one to Fee, one to Asia. But, because, I mean, they're just both that dominant. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I think Stewie's getting older. And I say that all the time, but she's not as old as I think she is. But I just be saying she's getting older because in my mind she is getting older. In regards to MVP, I don't know if she's not in that stratosphere anymore, in my personal opinion. Now, she could change that. But from what I see, Unrivaled, and basing it off that, We talked about this equilibrium before. If y'all seen the podcast, we talked about this equilibrium before. It's like this now. It's like Asia. It's like Fee. It's like. Stewie. It's like Stewie. Now, once again, don't get me wrong. When Stewie get hot and get active, she's still a bucket. But we talked about this too. Talking about that's just a minute ago. CeCe come in and she's playing a little bit freer now with the pieces that she's added onto her team. She get them assists and she get back to shooting them threes like she's been shooting them threes. They might have a little bit. It might be Bree. CeCe. It might be getting a little bit closer. Are we getting a little bit closer with CeCe? So I'm excited, man, because I really want to see good ball. And I always see good ball from Fee, Asia, and Stewie for the most part. I'm going to see good ball from Stewie now. She's going to have some blunders. But I think that's what costs her the MVP a lot of times is, you know, Asia usually don't have an off night. And Fee usually doesn't either. So I think that's why I had to rate them where they are. So I'm like really at 1A, 1B right now in regards to who's, I think, going to win favorite for MVP. I can't pick a winner right now. If I had to pick a winner, I'm gonna go Asia. But I think, like I said, Fee is right there. So
yeah, I think the team success is definitely gonna play a factor in it. I think if the Aces finish where I think they're gonna finish, which is third or fourth. If they finish third or fourth, if they're not one of the top two teams. I don't know if Asia's going to get MVP.
That's true.
Unless she just has a crazy year.
Yeah.
It could very well go to Fee. Because, like I said, I had Minnesota as my top team. So, yeah. If they're the top team, she plays all season, she very well might be MVP. Yeah. I think also CeCe, Caitlin Clark, if they can sneak in the fourth or maybe even third, get up there. She's going to be right there in the mix. Like you said, she already led the league in assists.
Mm-hmm.
Her scoring numbers are probably going to get a little bit better. She should be more efficient scoring. She knows how to deal with the pressure. She's gotten stronger in the offseason. Yep. Like, the league might be in trouble. If not this year, definitely next year.
Definitely next year, for sure.
If it's not this year. Coming.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't sweet.
That's a fact. It's not sweet at all, brother. I'm telling you. Like I said, I knew her game would transition over. I knew it was going to take a little bit of time. But now that she's here and now that Indy's here, man, shoot. Like you said, they mess around and let that girl start getting active for real. It's going to be trouble.
And one thing I want to add too, man, shout out to Indiana, man.
Yeah.
You got a young star you built around quickly.
Quick.
No, not Quick. Playing no games.
That's facts, bro. And one offseason, they locked in. It was like, I'm gonna grab them, we'll pay her. I said, oh, okay, they're not faking for real. Like, okay. That's all I need to see right there. So nah, I definitely appreciate that kind of support for the young bull. And that's why I think that Chicago has a little bit more of a chance too, because I think they didn't add as many pieces as Indy did. But I still think they were able to add some pieces that they think they needed. And the biggest thing for me was a guard. And I think that her and HVL coming in, HVL is a rookie, but I think HVL coming in having some chemistry with Angel will be able to get the ball out and facilitate, do what she needs to do, get some buckets, but also just get the ball to Angel and Camilla. Do what she needs to do that way, right?
And one thing that Rebecca Allen, who they also added, who's like a stretch four, she can shoot the ball. She talked about like the sky's leadership.
Yeah.
So you bring in a Courtney Vandersloot, you bring in an Ariel Atkins, very solid veterans who can help in the locker room. Hopefully that translates on the court.
Facts.
And like you said, Sloot can get the ball to anybody at any time. Yep. Ariel Atkins can score. Mm-hmm. So they bought in some very good pieces to help and fill some gaps.
Indeed, brother. Indeed, they did. So I'm super. Hey, talk to me about rookie of the year real quick, man. While we got a few more minutes, talk to me about rookie of the year and who you think could be a contender for that.
Yeah, definitely Paige. But I also want to give some other names as well. Definitely Paige. But you know, if I had to choose like some sleepers, like I mentioned, I think Dominique is going to be coming off the bench. a role player for Seattle. But some people who could possibly start, Cyan Citrone, versatile weapon. I said during the draft, bro, I love her game, bro. She could do everything. She defends at a very high level. She's going to defend the best guards on the other team. She can score. She can shoot it. She can rebound. She can facilitate. She can play with the ball, without the ball. Very versatile, man. So I'm excited to see how she does in Washington. And maybe Miss Murrow. We saw Angel Reese double-doubles coming in last year. Murrow's double-double queen. Undersized. Excited to see her play alongside Tina Charles with Marina Mabry in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. I think Paige is going to run away with this young easily. Like you said, I don't know what the young lady, what she's going to do in Seattle, just because the way that team is built right now. And I don't know who else is going to get PT enough to like be up there with her, with Paige's, you know, production levels. Because when you think of it, that every kid of the year, they had to come in and start. And, I mean, I don't think Kiki's starting in Washington because, I mean, she could, but I don't think she is because they got AE. You know what I'm saying? So I think she'll come off the bench.
AE will be sidelined for the first couple of weeks.
Because Kiki could start. But, it ain't going to matter, though, because you got to be consistent when you're starting. Right. So it's like, Anissa, she probably not going to start in down in
Connecticut. She could. But I'm interested to see that depth chart because they do have Tina Charles at the five. So Murrow could possibly start at the four. It just depends on what the coach prefers. We'll see.
That's true. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like I said, because of this way everything kind of played out, I don't know. Now, let me tell you who could get hot and catch people not really off guard. But I think Tahina Pow Pow, especially after that preseason that she had. Once again, I know she's not going to start in Atlanta. But – If she just like catch fire, like kind of lock in and maybe get some momentum going and kind of get a consistent role going, she could enter the conversation. Now, once again, I don't think she win because she's not going to be consistently starting, but I think she could enter that conversation. Right. Another rookie that I'm excited to see, and I don't think she's not going to enter to the rookie year conversation, but Miss Na out in Vegas, sharpshooter from Alabama, she's a bucket. I like her game. When they call her number, she reminds me of the Kate Martin of kind of this class in regards of when they need a bucket, she need a shot, they're going to be able to get to her, and she may knock it down. So I think she's another rookie that's going to be kind of able to lock in this year as well. I think it's going to be some very, very interesting pieces in the W this year. I'm really excited to see how this year plays out before we're able to get another team next year. I think next year begins Toronto's new team, if I'm not mistaken. They get another team as well.
Portland.
So. Yep, Paul Portland. They join next year too.
I want to say it's next year. I want to say it's next year. Could be the year after though. Could be.
Okay. So guess what, W? Let me tell you this. Even with your two new teams you're gonna be adding, we need more expansion. You're still uneven. Even if you add two teams, you're not at 15 instead of 16. So we still uneven. So I'm gonna start before the season starts. Here's my plea. Charlotte, North Carolina. The Sting was here. Bring them back. Bring them back. There's a lot of women I feel like they lost their jobs that didn't necessarily have to lose their jobs this year. I spoke a lot on this young woman, but she had a good preseason. Shout out to Deja Kelly, man. I think that you should have made the roster in Vegas. I know that, you know, I was one of your doubters. I can be honest and say that. I can stand on that. But you showed me that you could have made the team over some people that made the team in Vegas. I'm not calling no names, but
nah, say their names. Say their names.
I'm gonna just leave it here. I think you could have made that roster over some of the young women that made that roster. That's all I'm saying. And I think that you know, you could potentially be on some other rosters in the W because I think there's some other women on some other rosters that made these teams. I'm like, interesting keepings of these women on these teams. But I think that also speaks to the fact that there needs to be some more spots available for these women to be able to kind of go and showcase their talents, right? So my plea one more time to the W, I know you're working on expansion, but I'm going to be very, very specific because the word does tell me in the Bible in Philippians that to be anxious for nothing, worry about nothing, but make my request known by prayer and supplication. So I'm not praying to y'all, I'm asking y'all because I'm not going to ask amiss. I'm going to be very specific when I ask y'all this. Please bring a team back to Charlotte, North Carolina. I've got season tickets ready right now. and I'm ready to pay for them. So y'all help me out and do me that kindness and that solid. And I think we'll be all good here in my books. So Hunter, before we close out for this evening, man, and the rest of this pod, you got anything else you want to talk about real quick?
One last thing, man. We got to give the championship predictions. I know you say you had the ace okay. the top team, but
yeah,
do you have them winning it all? Do you think somebody else will win it all? Who you got?
Now refresh my memory. When it comes to the finals, is there an East and West, or does it not matter?
It's just the seeding.
Seeding, okay.
Yeah, just
the based upon my current mindset and my seeding, I'm putting Aces in the finals versus the Minnesota Lynx going back to the finals. And I think that would be a crazy matchup. I think that New York barely misses the finals, but I think they definitely miss it. I don't think they're built to go back to another championship right now. So my finals prediction right now will be Aces versus the Mist. I mean, not Mist. Mystics is not a rival. Mystics. Jeez, Louise. Aces. The Las Vegas Aces.
Brother, I thought you said it was going to be trash.
But it's been a long day. I'm sorry. I had the Las Vegas Aces going to the WNBA finals to face the Minnesota Lynx with the Las Vegas Aces coming out to be our champions once again. And the final MVP will be Miss Asia Wilson. She gets back on top of the mountaintop again after dropping her A1 collection. Let's go, Asia Wilson. What you say, Hundo? What say you?
I think I'm going to go with Minnesota. Like I said, some question marks with Vegas still. Okay. So this could change. It's all fluid. It could change. Once I see how Vegas looks with Jewel Lloyd. But I'm going to go with Minnesota. Like you said, Fee's been playing at a very high level. Still got Courtney Williams, still got Kayla McBride, Alana Smith. So I'm gonna go with Minnesota, man.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all heard it here first. Y'all heard Hundo's take, y'all heard my take. Tell me in the comments what y'all think, who y'all think is gonna make the finals, who y'all think will win MVP, who y'all think is gonna be rookie of the year. Do y'all agree with our power rankings list? Do y'all think that we missed anybody? I think we can move anybody interchangeably. Give us all that in the comments, man. We appreciate all the love and support here at the Winning Shot Podcast. We'll be back again. We got a lot to talk about in the W this season. The NBA playoffs are going right now. We're getting closer and closer to my favorite time of the year, the NFL. So we're back talking about that here as a collective. So please continue to stay tapped in with the Winning Shot Podcast. All of your sports needs are right here. So we appreciate all your support, all the reposts, all the comments, all the likes, and everything that y'all continue to provide and give to us. We love y'all, and we continue to pray for y'all and that y'all are well. And we look forward to seeing y'all at our next appointed time here at the Winning Shot Podcast. Peace.
Peace.